Blog Talk Radio.
Between you and Biggie, it was like, who rules the nigga kingdom and shit, basically, you know what I'm saying? I was like, this is like a fucking election. It's an election.
It is that.
Shit, you know what I'm saying?
Me and Biggie's situation is smaller than that. Me and Biggie's situation is like...
Central, I got a black man shot in like grenade.
Fucking screw up, got introduced to the game, got an ounce of fucking front, chopping rocks overnight, the nigga Biggie Smalls trying to turn into the black Frank White, we had to go dress to change our description, two cops is on the milk box missing, showed they clothes, you know they got stepped on, a fist full of bullets, a chest full of Teflon, run from the police, picture that, nigga I'm too fat, I fuck around and catch an asthma attack, that's why I bust back. Take his clock and I'm swayzy. Celebrate my escape. Solar clock, what some weight. Lay back, I got some money to make. Motherfucker.
Talk show. You are tuned into a tribute episode, open mic, of course, to the late and great Tupac Shakur. We will get to that episode momentarily. Welcome to all of those who are tuned in this evening. My name is BB Wright. I am the host of the Poetic Soul Talk Show. I am also the author of Poetry to Life, Youth, Struggle, Love, as well as my recent release, Dear Royals, Panhandlers, and Hopeful Souls, 42 unpublished letters, both of which contain letters and tributes to Tupac Shakur. I am also a veteran teacher of English language arts in the Boogie Down Bronx, the city that I represent in New York City, as well as the owner of Poetic Soul, Inc., which is a small business providing services to writers as well as Handmade Creations. And now that I've introduced myself, I do hope to hear everyone's voice this evening as we kick it about Tupac Shakur. Please feel free to press star 1 if you're listening on the phone and would like to respond to some of the questions or the poems that will be shared this evening honoring Tupac. If you're listening online, welcome. Please feel free to use the chat box at any time to send your questions, comments, feedback. I will definitely read it on the air this evening before the episode is over. I would like to go through a few of the protocols just for those who may be tuning into the Poetic Soul talk show for the first time. First and foremost, your voice is welcome. Please feel free to share it. However, mute all background noise. It is exacerbated in the studio, and it really interferes with our ability to hear your voice. Also, if you're going to speak on the air this evening, please refrain from using profanity. I am a poet. I do understand profanity is sometimes passion translated. However, we do not want any of the audience members offended by the language. So if you need to curse, just improv if or when necessary. If you have not yet followed the talk show, please do so by visiting blogtalkradio.com/poetrytolife, 2 being the number 2. There you can follow the show so that you'll be kept abreast of all upcoming shows, as well as tune into the over 50 episodes that are available via podcast. Once again, at blogtalkradio.com/poetrytolife. Once again, 2, life is the number 2 life. Definitely tune in if possible. Poetic Soul Talk Show is run on donations, both from myself and loyal listeners, as well as writers and artists who have passed through and continue to support us. If you would like to make a donation to the Block Talk Radio Talk Show, because it does cost monthly to keep this show on the air, please feel free to donate to dbpoetry@gmail.com on PayPal. All monies raised will definitely go towards the funds needed to keep this platform alive. And so with that all being said, I would like to begin by stating, for those that may not know, on September 13th, it made 19 years since Tupac Shakur passed away. And it's surreal to me that that much time has passed. However, it has. And Tupac was just a phenomenal. This evening, I wanted to know what you thought of whether or not Tupac Shakur has met the criteria for what a legend is. Of course, in my opinion, he is. However, please share your views. Do you believe Tupac Shakur is a legend at this point in time? Why or why not? Definitely would like to open up the airwaves for that question to be answered. Once again, if you're listening on the air, please press star 1 if you're listening on the phone lines, rather, so that we can get to your answer or response. Also, please feel free at any given time to share poetry regarding Tupac Shakur, anything you may have written, or anything that you may want to say. You don't just have to answer the question. But once again, as I see callers are tuning in, welcome to Poetic Soul Talk Show tonight. You all know exactly what it's about. It's about Tupac Shakur. And the question that I've posed, just to repeat, is, do you believe at this point in time Tupac Shakur has met the criteria or fits the definition of a legend? And let me just refresh your memory with the definition of what a legend is for those who may be a little rusty in that area. Legend is a traditional story, sometimes popularly regarded as historical but unauthenticated, the legend of King Arthur, an extremely famous or notorious person, especially in a particular field. Those are the definitions of legend. Of course, we're not talking about the noun legend in terms of genre. We're talking about an extremely famous or notorious person, especially in a particular field or industry. 1996, I know for me personally speaking, it felt like I lost someone like that I might have shared the womb with. I was just that connected to this man who, of course, I never had the opportunity to meet face-to-face or even communicate with at all. And when he passed away for a very long time, I also did not believe that he was dead. And I know that many, many people agree for a long time, and some may still agree. And so how do you feel about that as well? Is Tupac Shakur a legend? And what were your initial thoughts, if you can recall, the moment you heard that Tupac Shakur had passed away? The phone lines are open. If you're listening on the phone, please press star 1 to join into this conversation that I'm pretty much having with you all, to respond to those questions or to share your thoughts, feedback, poetry regarding the late, great Tupac Shakur. If you're listening online at blogtalkradio.com/poetrytolife, welcome. Please feel free to use the chat box to send your questions, comments, feedback this evening regarding Tupac Shakur. It's quiet at this point in time. I'm not quite sure if you all are trying to get your thoughts together, but just know that at any given time, you can jump right in. And I do see a caller waiting to speak. Greetings. Welcome to the Poetic Soul Talk Show. Who are we speaking to and where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Rashida, a.k.a. Lady Poetry, calling from North New Jersey. What's up, everybody?
Hi, Rashida. How are you this evening?
I'm good. I'm good. Just chilling out a little bit, relaxing.
I appreciate that, and you tuning in to the talk show this evening. And so would you like to make a comment regarding Tupac Shakur or answer either or both of the questions that I posed to the audience this evening?
Okay. Well, as far as the legend question, I definitely feel like he's a legend. But let me say that I believe that he was before he passed and now. And the reason why is because everybody knows that legends go from generation to generation to generation. And I hear young people these days know all of his lyrics, know who he is, know his story. And I'm saying to myself, as a 37-year-old woman, that would put me in the proper bracket for really knowing him, you know.
Right.
But when I hear people like 16 and 17, I'm like, oh, my goodness. But did your mother have you? You know?
Right.
You know, you weren't even alive. So that, to me, is a legend. When
absolutely
people can relate on so many levels. It doesn't have to be anybody who was particularly there. We're affected by many people who we believe are legends. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Maya was a legend, you know, especially
yes,
to us
Lord.
Poets. You know what
yep.
I'm saying? Langston, you know, and these are just a few people to name. And these are people that none of us, you know what I mean, were in, you know, growing up the same time they were, you know, so to us they're legendary. So it would be the same thing with Tupac, definitely. But I believe he had the same status when he was alive. I don't think it took for him to die to get that status. I just think that the recognition maybe grew, but I do believe that he was a legend
okay.
before.
And you thoroughly yeah. explained that. Thank you so much, Rashida, for sharing that.
Mm-hmm.
I agree
mm-hmm.
with every single word you said. I'm sure you know
mm-hmm.
that.
mm-hmm. yep.
Do you recall yeah. the moment you heard when Tupac Shakur passed away?
Okay, yes, I do. I was a teenager, definitely. And I remember I was grown. I think I was grown. I'm maybe 18. I can't remember.
Yep.
Somewhere around there.
Mm-hmm.
I think I was 18. And
yep.
I remember when he died. And the reason why I remember was because, I didn't know he died first, okay? I went downstairs and I was going to the Chinese store on the corner of my block. And when I went outside.
Shout out to the Chinese food restaurants in the hood. Shout out to them real quick.
I remember there were a bunch of guys that used to hang out there on the corner, and I remember this is the first time I ever saw them all sitting on the curb, and everybody had towels and T-shirts in their hand, crying their hands out. And I was like, well, what happened? You know what I mean? And then when I heard what happened, I remember just pausing for a minute. I was like, no, one of the greats. I was like, I can't believe he's gone. And although we had all known prior that he had been shot, you know,
right.
it just still didn't seem like it was
real.
His time. You know, it didn't
right.
seem like it was his time because he was, like I said, he was legendary, and we just couldn't see that far ahead to his death. you know, at 25 years old. So I just remember feeling so shocked. And, yes, I was very hurt. I was just in a somber mood, like, all day long, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it was terrible. It was it was like the worst feeling, you know, losing somebody like that. Yeah.
I agree 110%. And to this day, his impact and influence just continues to grow, at least in my opinion. But I definitely appreciate you sharing your thoughts with us this evening. Do you have a poem or anything you would like to say or share beyond that?
You know what? I do not have a poem, and that's not for any reason. Like, I didn't want to. I definitely did. But I posted a quote by him the other day. I'm sure all you guys seen it, where he said, "I need to stop acting like I owe people something." And that right there really jumped out to me. I said, oh, my goodness, me and him were brothers and sisters, I swear. When I read his quotes, I swear I feel like I relate to him so much. But then it's that Gemini, you know. That whole,
yes, Lord.
Yeah, that whole mind, that whole mindset. But I posted that because, for real, that was one of the most connected things that I believe he and I shared in common in our mind, you know. So
right.
I just think that was prolific. And I just want to say that he's going to forever be dope. I don't care about death. It hasn't changed, you know, the feeling inside of me for him. You know, so.
Well, I'm getting ready to repost that quote that you posted, and thank you all so much. For those of you that don't know, Rashida, also known as Lady Poetry, is THEE Lady Poetry on Instagram. If you have not yet followed her, please follow her. Her book will be released very soon as well. Are you going to stay with us for the rest of the episode?
I am, yes.
Okay. Thanks, sis. Hold on one moment.
No problem.
You all are tuned in to the open mic episode honoring Tupac Shakur. The question that I posed for this episode is, was Tupac Shakur a legend, or has he met the criteria for what a legend is, in your opinion? And also, if you could just recall the moment that you heard Tupac Shakur. If you have any poems that you would like to share, please feel free to do that as well. Or if you don't want to answer the questions but just have something to say regarding Tupac Shakur, please do so by pressing *1 on the phone lines. If you're listening on the phone, if you're listening online at blogtalkradio.com/poetrytolife, please use the chat box to send questions, comments, and feedback. I'd like everyone to know your voice is welcome. This is open to all. Please don't be shy or hesitate. We are a family from a community setting, and your voice is welcome. I'm going to go to the next caller. Greetings. Welcome to the Poetic Soul Talk Show. Who are we speaking to, and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Ahmad from Connecticut.
Hey, Ahmad from Connecticut. How are you doing this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much. And so, would you like to address either of the questions? Do you have something to say or a poem to share? You choose the direction.
Good question. I think Tupac was definitely a legend. And I think that the reason why I think he was a legend is because not only what he did, not only what he did in the 25 years that he was here, but how his work still continues to be seen generation after generation. And, you know, it's crazy how 19 years later, his work and, you know, things that he said and did are still relevant. And I think the reason why Tupac was murdered was, I think what made him so special was he was ahead of his time in a lot of ways. And he really knew what was going on. And I think his mission was deeper than rap. I think it was deeper than rap. It was deeper than music. But I think it was trying to make a generation of people, it was trying to make dead minds conscious. Like, it was trying to make, like, people conscious of what was going on. And he did that in the best way that he knew how to. And I think with him, it was more or less so a lot of the things that he was drawn into, you know, like people show, like, you know, the violence and the fights and stuff that he got into. I think it was more or less so because a lot of people were intimidated by him.
Absolutely.
With him, it was like, although he wanted to, you know, lay low and chill and, you know, just like kind of, because he saw the way the direction music was going, I think, because he kind of wanted to lay low and chill and not, you know, do music, because he felt like, okay, if I do music and I just focus on movies, then, you know, he was a really good actor too. If I just do music and I focus on movies, then, you know, maybe a lot of the drama and attention will go away from me. But because of him being who he was, and him seeing, you know, the injustices and stuff that was going on in the world, he couldn't keep quiet about it. He had to speak on it. And I think that's what made him a legend. And I think, you know, like, he is, like, some of the video, like, one of my favorite movies that he did was Poetic Justice. And when you watch the movie, his, like, he's so, like, raw and emotional. You get that poetic vibe from him. Because he was just so raw, emotional, and just, like, really, really honest. I definitely think he was a legend. And, you know, like Lady Poetry said, like, he, people that are younger than me, and I'm 24, like, people that are younger than me, like, they know his lyrics and they know his words and, you know, they know when he died, they know how he died, they know, like, you know, like, they know all about him. And it's just so weird, like, you know, like, for someone so young to really be
know him.
To go back and know of him. So,
thank you so much. I agree with all that you said. You made a lot of points from him being prophetic in the way he had this vision and wisdom at such a young age, as well as, you know, the many talents that he offered to us in that short time frame that he was here with us. Thank you so much for sharing, Ahmad, and please stay tuned in. I may come back to you with a random question, but there are other callers that I definitely want to make sure I get to.
Okay.
Don't go anywhere. Hold on one moment. And by the way, shout out to Ahmad, who did help with supporting the Poetic Soul Talk Show with his donation. Definitely follow him on Instagram, just_Ahmad. And he, one of the dopest poets to just call in randomly. Definitely tune in to past episodes, open mic episodes, especially the Justice episode that we had by visiting blogtalkradio.com/poetrytolife. I see that there are callers waiting, and I'm going to get to each and every one of you. I do want to read this poem, Gypsy Rose. Shout out to Gypsy. She bought me this book for my birthday, which it happens to be June 20th, 4 days after Pac's birthday, that whole Gemini thing going on. Definitely write it down on your calendar for 2016. Just, you know, there are some poems in here that were never released before. The title of the book is Inside a Thug's Heart by Angela Ardis, somebody he had a brief affair encounter with, put this book together, and he hand wrote her poems that she also included in here, in addition to the letters. And this poem is called Tell Mama. I just want to read it. It's very short. Give you some more food for thought about Pac. A man is made of many things, none of which can be seen at a glance. Even a rose can grow from concrete if watered and given the chance. When judging a man, first take into account the conditions from which he's prevailed, his ability to keep the faith, not just in victory, but when he fails. Tell Mama, please don't worry. There's no need for caution here. For I was born an honorable man, so there's nothing for her to fear. Never judge a book by its cover. I'm sure she's heard that before. And what would life be like for us if we were all too scared to explore? So dare to do what no one has done. Get to know me before you judge me. 9 times out of 10, we'll become friends, and in this time, maybe you will love me. Respectfully, Tupac A. Shakur. And I just thought, you know, just the wisdom in those few verses alone, and he was 24 years old at the time that this was written, I'm just like, man, the potential he had, it was way too much. But with that being said, I am going to go to the next caller.
Greetings, welcome to the Poetic Soul Talk Show. Who are we speaking to and where are you calling from? Greetings, welcome to the Poetic Soul Talk Show. Who are we speaking to and where are you calling from?
Yes, ma'am. This is Steve Howe.
OMG. Steve, I just saw the picture you texted me. Steve texted me a picture of him and grandma throwing up West Side signs with their fingers. That is hilarious. Oh, my God.
Her arthritis wouldn't let her get it right.
Oh, boy. She did a good enough job with that arthritis. Now, I know all about that. I have it in my hands, unfortunately, too. But, Steve, we know you. There may be new callers listening this evening. Please introduce yourself and shout your city out where you're from.
This is Steve Howe, a.k.a. Stunning One, calling from Benton, Arkansas.
Arkansas. Steve is a major supporter as well of the Poetic Soul Talk Show. We're blessed to have one another. And so, Steve, I don't know if you have a poem or an answer to the questions posed or both, or you choose the direction.
You know, I don't have a new poem, but I have the poem that I wrote for the Tupac episode a while back that, I'd be more than happy to share again as well.
Yes, please do. But before you do, can you answer either one of the questions? Was or has Tupac Shakur met the criteria for what a legend is, in your opinion? And if you can recall the moment you heard Tupac Shakur passed away.
Picture this. Now, y'all know I'm down here in Arkansas, so right now I'm sitting in some little cabin in the woods. You got squirrels and stuff running around outside. Barely get a TV signal. We got aluminum foil on the TV, you know, just trying to pick up reception. And I know who Tupac is, okay?
Yes, you do.
So if some old necklife out here in the woods knows who Tupac is, I'm going to say, yeah, he's a legend.
He's a legend. When somebody in the woods knows who he is,
that
makes him a legend. I don't know because, you know, Arkansas, I see your posted photos. I'm like, you know, dirt roads and it's just so different from New York City. But, yes, you think you've met the legendary status.
I don't honestly remember where I was at or at the time. I do remember watching it on the news and, kind of wondering if it was actually real or not. But it wouldn't be the first time he got shot, so you kind of wondered what was gonna come from it.
Right. I think everybody had that initial, like, wait a minute, is this real? Are they telling the truth? I think everybody felt that way for the same reason that you just stated, you know, just didn't seem like it would happen to him.
Absolutely.
So that's great. I did share the poem that Pac wrote. I'm glad that you have a poem to share with us this evening. So whenever you're ready, we're listening.
In a 500 bins, you wanted us to picture you rolling. One of two of America's most wanted. Always throwing up West Coast signs with ambitions as a rider, equipped with military minds. Hey, we know the thugs get lonely too. That's why tonight, it's all about you. It was always you against the world until the end of time. You now know more than ever that heaven ain't hard to find. Nah, we can't see you. There's still cats out here trying to be you, labeling themselves as an outlaw, with most destined to fall. Yeah, on my block, things still get crazy. Weed smoking Hennessy got them feeling lazy. You never know when you'll need to toss it up. Changes ain't happening. Their mind's been made up to live and die in L.A. It's the place to be, screaming thug love at the top of their lungs and bury me a G. It makes me wonder, why shorty wanna be? When they see death around the corner, it's scary. Unless they got a plan like Machiavelli. And no more pain, but so many tears. How long will they mourn you? Well, it's been 18 years. And when California Love starts playing, we smile like Scarface and we can hear you saying, all eyes on me. This is just a testament to our unconditional love. And when I look up above, I know that only God can judge you. So I ain't mad at you.
Yes, and I remember you saying that poem on his birthday episode. And
that was it? Yes,
I mean, it was the birthday episode last year, not this year. And I remember, like, I was kicking myself to some extent because I had not thought of trying to put a poem together with the titles of his songs. And then you singing it in that Arkansas voice, that hospitable, Steve, that's just dope. That's just dope. I could just see him dancing in heaven right now, hopefully in heaven, dancing and, you know, just to that in and of itself. Definitely a dope poem. Rashida said, Lady Poetry said, she loves your energy. Still dope. So that's her message to you.
I appreciate it very much.
We appreciate you, Steve. Thank you so much for calling in and sharing. Life is Choreo is waiting to speak. I have been, you know, kind of playing around with the two of y'all without y'all even knowing by putting you on the air before he speaks.
I am so glad that you did that, too. I owe you one.
You owe me two or three, Steve. I've been doing this for the past 3 to 4 weeks at least. He's like, it's so funny that I would be speaking after Steve spoke. And so I think, you know, he gets it. But, yes, he's waiting to speak. Stay with us, Steve, please, for the rest of the episode.
Yes, ma'am.
For those of you that are not and following Steve on Instagram, please follow him at Stunning Ones. Stunning, S-T-U-N-N-I-N-G, and the number one. Stunning One, no hyphens, no dots or anything else. He's a major supporter of the Poetic Soul Talk Show, has been since day one. Definitely follow him. His poetry is getting deeper and deeper by the day. Some things are going on with him. I guess this is the way he travels with wisdom or coming to gain wisdom. But, yes, we love Steve very much. We're going to go to the phone lines. I already introduced the next caller, but I'm still going to ask him to introduce himself. Welcome to the Poetic Soul Talk Show. Who are we speaking to and where are you calling from?
Good evening, Poetic family. This is Life is Choreo calling from Brooklyn, New York.
BK in the house. Life is Choreo once again, just like Lady Poetry and Steve and many others tuning in who are not speaking, I'm sure, has been down with the Poetic Soul Talk Show since day one, June of 14. Sorry, June. Was it June? Yes, it was. Welcome, Life is Choreo. Thank you for tuning in once again. Do you have the answers to these questions that we've thrown out there this evening, whether or not you believe Tupac Shakur's met legendary status, and do you recall the moment that you heard Tupac Shakur had passed away?
Yes, I do. Just to kind of answer the questions, but before I do, I just wanted to say it was really, really dope having the opportunity to meet some of the Poetic Soul Talk Show family, including
Absolutely.
Yours truly. I still revel in that.
We have to do that again. By the way, for those of you that are tuned in, Life is Choreo is talking about coming through to the Dear Royals book release party after work, no less, when it was raining. And we were able to meet each other, as well as Lady Poetry, La Ciencia, shout out to him as well, face to face. And it was just a dope moment after talking on the phone and on the talk show and texting and emailing, you know, to be able to see someone face to face is definitely a dope moment. And I'm hoping that this, of course, wasn't the last time and that hopefully maybe we could drag Steve to New York City from Arkansas. I don't know. I know Ahmad is not that far away. And, you know, I had to, like, live through that moment for a few hours thereafter. It was kind of surreal.
Yes. I just, before I go into, you know, what I have and my answers, I just wanted to say, just kind of talking with you afterwards, and you expressed how my strength kind of showed up before I did. It was like one of the dopest things anyone has ever said, because I didn't know that I have that kind of an impact. Yes, with my words, yes, with my wisdom, but never my person. So, you know, I got to kind of tip my hat there. I thought that
well,
was really,
you.
Really special.
No, that was the truth, though. I mean, you're welcome. I wasn't saying it for complimentary purposes, though. I was just saying it because I meant it. I definitely felt your presence there, just a strong presence.
Yeah. Well, I like I said, I revel in those kinds of things. Yeah, it's documented. It's
documented and recorded. Very, I'm happy about that.
Sid Apaka legend, simply because his lyrics are timeless. And I think that that's one of the major criteria for legendary status. Do you stand the test of time?
I would say so. Great point.
Where was I? Thank you. Where was I when I heard that he passed? I was actually on my way to school. I believe I was in high school. I guess I'm kind of dating myself here, but
1996.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. We all got up extra early for some reason, and it was just on the news, and it was just, I can't speak for anybody else in the family, but I know me personally, I was scared because, you know, yeah, you've heard of people, you know, passing of celebrity status, quote unquote, you know, but it was of a different magnitude because this is somebody who was abreast of social issue and was a chameleon of sorts. You know, he was not only, you know, abreast of, you know, social and community issues, but, you know, he knew that industry, you know.
Yeah.
Perhaps some would say, you know, a little too well, but that's, you know, going a little bit too far into the rabbit hole.
Please don't go into the rabbit hole.
Yeah.
People don't come out of that hole. Not alive, but the same anyway.
Yeah, a little bit too well. So I definitely, you know, would consider him a legend. And I, you know, was actually on my way to school when I heard that he passed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think the last time we did his birthday episode, I think the only thing that I could really say to the brother was thank you, because, you know, he made it dope to be an intellect. You know, and
yes,
that's
he did.
Heavily frowned upon.
That's yeah. Still heavily
yeah.
frowned upon, unfortunately. Well,
heavily.
I appreciate you sharing your views. Do you have any poetry or a poem?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Excellent. Yes. You're going after Steve now. So Steve is in Arkansas smiling right now. Just this is the running joke we have. For those of y'all that are tuned in, these are the regulars on the show, and these are just the jokes we have. It's all love no matter what. If you all still would like to share, Lysis Corio is going to be sharing a poem regarding Pac. If y'all would like to share, please don't hesitate to press *1 so that you can go into queue and your voice will be heard this evening. Whenever you're ready, Life is Corio, we're listening.
Absolutely. Okay. This piece is called Chameleon Rap. Dear Pac, to being a chameleon in verbs converge with issues that pertain to a Brenda downtrodden or a too nice guy. You made it cool to ask the questions why. You defended the stanza in a legitimate art, where you coupled similes and stories that converge brains with heart. I never was a thug, and you identified with that. You made it okay to be aware of social injustice while bringing words together. It's beyond rap. You were assassinated because you told people to hold higher-ups accountable, owning back your buying power, and in the hour they forget, you whispered to keep your head up. You weren't without your faults or your eclectic contradictions, but the brilliance and wisdom down to your lyrical diction written in gold. Where the body is youth, spirit is old. And I'm wanting to say thanks, man, for your chameleon rap.
Yes. Beautiful. Beautifully written. Beautiful and short, sweet, and to the point, and very beautifully written. Thank you so much for sharing that with us this evening. For those of you that do not know of Life is Choreo, I do see some unfamiliar numbers, so I'm thinking people may be calling in for the first time this evening. Welcome. Definitely follow him on Instagram as well. Life_is_choreo, as in choreography, C-H-O-R-E-O. Life is Choreo. Please don't go anywhere. Stay with us.
Absolutely.
And thank you for calling in, too. Hold on one moment. You all are tuned in to the episode where we are honoring Tupac Shakur on September 13th. It made 19 years since Tupac Shakur passed away, and every time we have this date or his birthday, we do a special episode because, I mean, that's just my boo. And for the most part, everyone knows that. Some may try to challenge it, but, you know, there really is no challenging that. And I just wanted to briefly address each question before I go back to the phone lines with a question for the audience members. Once again, if at any time you would like to share your views of Tupac Shakur, answer the questions, is he a legend? Has he met that standard of legendary as yet, in your opinion? Because, you know, of course, for the most part, we've all agreed that, yes, he is a legend for different reasons. Or if you would like to share with us the moment that you learned Tupac Shakur had actually passed away, just a reflection, of course, of 19 years ago and, you know, how it made you feel at that very moment that you received that terrible news or heard about it. And please share with us. If you're listening on the phone lines, please press *1. And you'll go into queue, and I'll definitely get to you before the end of the episode. If you're listening online, welcome. Please send your questions, comments, feedback via the chat box, and I will read them aloud on the air once again before the episode is on. Before I address the questions that I've asked everyone this evening, please tune in this Thursday at 9 p.m. Poets will be sharing their letters. Letters they've written, whether it's an actual poem or just a letter poetically written, please tune in to the Poetic Soul Talk Show once again this Thursday, September 24th at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to hear the poets read their letters. It was such a dope episode two Thursdays ago when poets called in to share letters from my last book, Dear Royals, Panhandlers, and Hopeful Souls. I just think the whole letter writing thing needs to become dope again. So definitely tune in. They will be sharing, and it will be an episode of inspiration, as most was definitely a slip up. And so let me just say this. Tupac Shakur is definitely a legend because we, as in we the people, have made him that, and we have been paying attention. And I think what makes him most like a legend is because no one really wanted to believe, still may not want to believe, that he's gone. And legends live forever. And although gone in the physical form, we know that his soul, his words, his writing, his acting, his smile, his eyes, and just don't get me started, the Thug Life tattoo and all that, the bandana and the, you know, F everybody, even though we don't really want to say it. You know, sometimes we really do. He is who we, you know, who perhaps our alter egos are. And so for that reason, I believe he's a legend, and he will remain alive. I definitely talk about him to my students every year. On his birthday and around his death date, which this year happened to be on a Sunday. But I definitely keep him alive, as well as many universities who've incorporated his life, his music, you know, his prophecies even, into their college curriculum. That doesn't happen very often. And so, yes, I definitely believe that he's a legend. And real quick, when I was 18 was when I found out he passed away, and I was at a club, this little, you know, local lounge bar type of place called the Savoy in the Bronx, and, you know, they announced it, and I was like, tripping. You know, I'm a diabetic. I was like, oh, my sugar must be low. And I'm not exaggerating. You know, I left the party and went home crying. And everyone was looking at me like I was strange because of the way that I was crying. It was just surreal. And I think that for a very long time, I just could not admit out loud that he left. It's almost like, so we can die. You know, it's almost like I just never expected him to die, or, you know, that's the way you feel about certain people, personalities, and characters that we encounter. And, you know, it was terrible. I think I cried more when he passed away than some of my own blood relatives did. And that just stands for his magnitude in my life at the age of 18. And at that time in hip-hop, there was so much going on, East Coast, West Coast foolishness, and, you know, it just was a bad time, in my opinion, a dark period of Pac. And I'm not going to get into the politics because I do believe politics played a role in that. But like Life is Choreo said, you know, we're going to avoid the rabbit hole. So I won't speak any further than that. He was just way too large to remain alive. And I'm sorry to say that that's what I believe, you know, caused him to go. I am going to open up the phone lines to Life is Choreo, Lady Poetry, Stunning One, who are still with us and spoke earlier, of course. And I just want to ask this one question, and I'll give you a moment to think about it as well. Would Pac be if he had lived? If he was alive today, who would he be? What would he be? If he was alive today, who would Tupac be? What would Tupac be? What would he represent? What would he be doing? What do you think? It is, of course, a hypothetical question, but just in your opinion, having lived 19 years since that moment that he left us, who would he be? And what would he be doing? I'm going to go to the phone lines before. First, I'm going to go in the same order of which the listeners listened, and I'm going to go to Lady Poetry first. I'm hoping I didn't put you on the spot too soon, Lady Poetry. Who would he be? What would he be? What would he be doing? Who would this man be at 41 years old, 42 years old?
Okay, first of all, you put me all the way in the middle of Front Street.
I'm so sorry, but you know I shouted you out first. You knew I was coming for you. I shouted you out first.
I would be so politically incorrect if I was to say he would be the president, but I definitely would have voted for him.
Oh, Lord, if he didn't die 19 years ago, that definitely would bring, I don't want to go there.
Listen, okay? No, I definitely believe that he would have been somewhere in politics because he had a voice. And at 25 years old, you know, I remember seeing an interview he did. I'm sure everybody saw this, or if you didn't see it, you should check it out. It's an interview that he did when he was 17, and my best friend and I, we were watching it together. We were laughing, but I said, I'm telling you, this young man was so smart at 17 years old, the things that he knew and understood, the stuff that his mind was woken up to at 17. These are things that most of us are not even dreaming about. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I just said to myself, I know for a fact it would have been political. It may have been militant, but it would have been political, definitely. I don't know where he would have fit in, you know, but I know that for sure. He would have been some sort of politician, and he would have been heavy, heavy in public speaking. I know that.
Okay.
That's all I know to say.
And that's your truth, and I tend to believe you. He definitely was political. Definitely had a voice. By the way, Life is Choreo said your hug was life. Shout out to you.
Tell him I felt the same way.
he's listening. I'm gonna be to him in a moment, but you know I gotta do this in order so I don't get no text messages later with a bunch of emojis. But thank you for sharing, Lady Poetry. I appreciate that. I am gonna go to the phone lines. Hold on one moment.
Okay.
We're gonna go to Steve Stunning One from Arkansas and ask him this question. Steve.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir. Who would Tupac be? What would he be? What would he be doing if he were still alive today? He would be 42 years old. What do you say to those questions?
I would have to agree with Lady Poetry in some regard that I believe he was a very prolific speaker, a very intelligent man. So I could definitely see that being true, but honestly, I still think he'd be the top of the food chain.
Mm-hmm. Are you talking about in regards to hip hop acting?
Yes,
or
ma'am.
What if all of that?
I mean, without him being here, in my eyes, he's still the top of the food chain. I don't know where music is going these days, but I can't hardly listen to that anymore. It's just there's got to be more than just jewelry and hoes, and there's more to life than that.
And your aging, Steve, is not only evident in you saying I can't listen to this anymore, because that's what people say as they age. You know, turn that noise off. But
yeah.
Even in your poetry and in your writing, you're growing, and it's visibly obvious that you are. So that's kind of why I snickered. Not that I disagreed with what you were saying, but
you were just calling me old.
Not old, but aging. But maturing?
Yes, ma'am.
Maybe maturing? Yes.
No, honestly, I mean, people probably wouldn't believe it. But that's, you know, hip-hop is all I used to listen to. I love some UGK, some Pimp C, some Bun B. I loved it. But I just can't handle it no more. I can handle some Christian hip hop, but I get to listen to the lyrics, and I'm like, God, I can't listen to this. I got to turn this off.
I know. I feel the same way. That's why I rerun old school hip hop all the time. I just download it and listen to it like I'm back in 1995 all over again, even though, you know, it's 20 years later.
Yeah, but I agree. He'd be public enemy number one still, especially on the hip hop side of things.
Yes, he would. And Lady Poetry said, "Yes, Steve, thank you. I just read it the way she sent it regarding your response to that question about Pac."
So there's a lot of E's in there, I'm guessing.
Yeah, a lot of E's and a lot of S's. I did it the best that I could. I did the best that I could, but you get the message.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Steve, for tuning in. Now I'm going to go to Life is Choreo to allow him to answer the question and get his feedback. See, I'm going in order. This is going to be the natural order of things from now on, Steve. Steve, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry.
I said this was going to be the natural order of things. I'm now going to go to Life is Choreo now that you've answered the question so that he can answer the question. Love it. Thank you so much, Steve. Hold on one moment. So now we're going to go and ask Life is Choreo the same question. Life is Choreo, where would Tupac be? Who would he be?
I've had some time to think about this.
Yep.
My mind kind of goes in one of two directions. I'm leaning more towards one than the other, but I'll say both. Where I can see him most, if he was still alive, would be a professor at an HBCU.
Mm-hmm.
I can certainly see that. Yeah, I can definitely see that. Other direction that my mind kind of wanders to
where would he be if he was still alive, is somewhere reinvigorating the Black Panther Party.
Oh, boy. You inching towards that rabbit hole.
Yeah, and I'm trying to, like, stay away from there, but, like, I say it to say the origin of the Panther Party was with feeding the homeless,
mm-hmm.
giving marketable, the operative word is marketable skills to otherwise
forgotten
individuals, forgotten
mm-hmm.
Veterans and, you know, troubled, quote-unquote, youth. I can see him reinvigorating that side of the Panther Party. I'm trying to stay away from that rabbit hole, I promise.
Okay,
I
now, because my name is on this talk show, you know, my account and stuff. Let's not start no enemy of the state crap going on here. No, I definitely agree with you. And that was his roots. And if he was a professor at a college, you know, I would have to take some boxing classes because I just know the classes would be packed before the classes were even started, and I would have to be sitting in the front row of that classroom, okay? The poet, the educator would be thugging it out to get a seat right in front of them. I would definitely pass that class. That would be dope. Thank you so much for sharing that answer. That was also a very insightful one. Could you hold on for one moment? Life is Choreo.
Absolutely.
Hold on one moment. You all have tuned in to this episode in which we honor Tupac Shakur. Let's not forget and only think about, talk about, write about, read about Pac only on June or around June 16th and or around September 13th. Let's definitely spread the word about him. Blast the music, Steve, put it on in the pickup truck or on a Harley and, you know, blasting in your Beats headphones while you want to train or the bus or whatever it may be. Every now and again, just to remind people, you know, that we keep his message and voice alive. And with that being said, the episode has come to an end. I do want to remind everyone that this Thursday, poets will be reading letters that they've either written and choose to share for the sake of the show or actual letters that they have handwritten somewhere. Start digging in the crates, poets. Everyone is open and will be able to share another dope open mic episode. This one was like they all are. I want to shout out everybody who called in this evening and logged on, not only shared but was also quiet just for joining us. We need to keep this platform alive and well. If you would like to make any donations, because we are still accepting them, please do so by donating to ddpoetry@gmail.com. on PayPal. We have until October 18th with the bulk of donations that we received. Thankful to everyone who called in this evening has donated, as well as Alicia Walter, as well as Consul, as well as Snuggles, also known as Heather S. Roberts. We are a community, and we need to keep this going for at least another 4 months, if not. Also, stay tuned for the Voices Unheard ebook, which will be free. It will be done by this weekend in terms of the organization of it all. I did not forget about you all. Shout out to Rona Randall. She's also putting together a magazine with all of us that have called and do call into the Poetic Soul Talk Show being featured in that magazine. So stay tuned for that. We are definitely going to leave our mark on this world, Poetic Soul Talk Show, whether we're on the air or not. But in the meantime, please have a great 3 days, and hopefully I will hear your voice on Thursday, same place, same time. Have a good night.